This morning's reading comes from St. Luke, chapter 19, starting at the first verse. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not, because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I may stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that what was lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning all. I greet you in the precious and exalted name of our risen Saviour. It's a bit grey and rainy out there, but we're thankful to God this morning for this opportunity we have to be in his presence, because it's always a blessing when the saints, when the children of God gather together. So I'm thankful. I'm also thankful this morning that every time I'm given the opportunity to preach or to deliver a sermon, that's a privilege for me. Last week I was in one of our local churches, Baptist churches, and I was tremendously blessed. But there's something that happens when you preach. Perhaps David would be able to help me here with this. Every time a preacher preaches, you come under attack, spiritual attack. And I'm saying this because the last time I preached, for a week, I was under intense attack. So I'm asking you this morning to uphold me in prayers as I deliver the word of God today. As I say, "Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our God and our Redeemer. Amen." So this morning, we continue in the After Easter Sermon series, which David started last week, even, where the focus is on characters in the Bible, their encounters with Jesus, through which their lives, they were challenged, and their lives were changed, lives were transformed. So last week, David kicked things off. He was looking at the Samaritan woman. Today, I would be focusing on the encounter that Zacchaeus had with Jesus. Zacchaeus, a man from the account we read in the Bible, who had a high desire to meet Jesus. But he faced challenges, the challenges of his stature, the challenges of his morality. And in the face of those challenges, he resorted to some extraordinary measures, climbing up a sycamore tree just to see Jesus. And for those extraordinary efforts that he made, he was rewarded, because Jesus came to be a guest in his house. And through that, he encountered Jesus, and his life was challenged, transformed. Zacchaeus, after meeting Jesus, because he was in the presence of Jesus, was never the same again. Amen. So, as we look at the story, I want to bring out three things this morning because of the time. And these three things are firstly, things that we can see by looking at Zacchaeus, by looking at what he did. The first thing, that is, his eagerness for the gospel. Zacchaeus' eagerness for the gospel. And secondly, his readiness for a new life. Readiness for new life. And thirdly, his repentance, genuine change. So, these three points, eagerness for the gospel, readiness for a new life, and repentance, genuine change. So the word of God in the passage which Leslie has just read tells us in Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10, Jesus was traveling to the ancient city of Jerusalem, and on his way he passed through Jericho. So the word says, he entered Jericho, and he was passing through. And behold, in that city, there was a man whose name was Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, but he was also rich. And Zacchaeus was seeking to find out who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So what did Zacchaeus do? He ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, because Jesus was passing there that way later on. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus reached the place where Zacchaeus was up that sycamore tree, he stopped. He looked up and said to Zacchaeus, come down quickly. For I must stay with you today. And those around in the crowd murmured, and they grumbled that he had gone to stay in the house of him who was a sinner. So Jesus goes to Zacchaeus' house, and Zacchaeus says, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if there's anyone I've defrauded, I'll pay them back four times. The way Jesus says, today salvation has come to your house. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So before I think it's important this morning, before I consider the three points which I highlighted, to have a brief look at the circumstances which Zacchaeus was in. And I want to look briefly at two points. One, his appearance. The Bible tells us he was small in stature. He was not an imposing figure, somebody who would draw attention or command attention. By all accounts, he didn't look the kind of person that would draw others to him. And secondly, his occupation. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. But he was not an ordinary tax collector. He was chief amongst men. He was the chief tax collector. And this was at a time of the Roman occupation of Israel. So, in other words, to become a tax collector, what Zacchaeus would have done, he consented to work with the Roman occupiers. And so, to get money out of people. But he was not, like I said, he was not only a tax collector. Because he was chief tax collector, he had subordinates also who worked for him. So through his activities, he made money, but also made money from those who reported to him. And because Zacchaeus deliberately worked with the occupiers to extort money from the Jews, he was despised. He was seen as a traitor. Despised, loathed, and disliked. This was the kind of man, not attractive, but also despised, loathed, and unloved. It would seem he presents as even an outcast, even though he was a rich man, made a lot of money out of extorting money from others to fund an opulent life. This was the life he was in. He was, in effect, rich, powerful, but he was an outcast. And so, I could only imagine that being in this situation, Zacchaeus would have been tired of living this kind of life. Hated, loathed, despised by the people who he was part of, even though he was rich. So let's look now at three things which Zacchaeus presented, even though he found himself in these circumstances: his eagerness for the gospel. Zacchaeus' life was all about bad news. He must have been looking for some good news. To live a life where he was under constant pressure, disliked, loathed, unloved, being an outcast in his own country, must not have been a good existence. So he was looking for some good news. He was looking for a new experience. The Bible tells us then that he was seeking to find out who Jesus was. He had a high desire to find out who Jesus was, to experience him. And you know, every time in the Bible when Jesus goes around preaching, we're told that crowds follow him. And in these crowds are different types of people. They're the serious, they're the skeptics, and they're the curious. Zacchaeus was curious. Now in John chapter 6, Jesus says he's the bread of life. It gives an account of a crowd who had followed Jesus after he had just done the miracle where he fed 5,000 people at least, men, with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And so the following day after this miracle, these people were following Jesus. They were pursuing him. And they find him in a boat across the Sea of Capernaum. But Jesus knew in his heart that these people were not coming after him, because they'd seen the miracles, understood whom Jesus is, and believed in him as the Savior and Messiah of mankind. They were following him because they wanted their bellies fed. But Zacchaeus was following Jesus because he was curious. He wanted to know. He wanted to experience Jesus. He was eager for the good news which Jesus presented. But if Zacchaeus was eager for the good news, he was also ready for a new life. His life was not a good one. Even though he was rich and powerful, he was an outcast. He was seeking Jesus earnestly, a high desire to do so, but he had a couple of problems. Because to meet Jesus as he was coming along, he had to mingle with the crowds. He had to go through the crowds. But he was a man small in stature, that's one thing. But there was also the challenge of the press in the crowd. He was a man who people didn't want to be seen with. Some would say, perhaps a nasty piece of work. No one wanted to be seen with him, not in the cold light of day. So these were the challenges Zacchaeus faced. As a statement in the English language says, necessity is the mother of invention. He had a necessity to do something, to reach his goal. And in the face of a situation where he was armed with a high desire to find out who Jesus was, to experience him, but also faced with his challenges of the crowd, he resorted to extraordinary means, climbing up a tree and undignified, making himself looking undignified. That's how desperate Zacchaeus was. There was a clear sense of desperation with this man, because he was ready for a new life. He was tired of the life that he was leaving. So he was ready for a new life. He was in a place. He got himself to a place at the top of a sycamore tree. And the Bible says, when Jesus reached that place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay with you today. We see a kind, a compassionate God in Jesus, reaching out to Zacchaeus, calling him by name, and saying, today, for I must be with you today. But if Zacchaeus was eager for the gospel, which he clearly was, ready for a new life, which he no doubt was, he was a repentant man. So Jesus becomes a guest in Zacchaeus' house. Now, it's important to note that we are not told in the Bible the precise nature of the discuss between Zacchaeus and Jesus, what they actually said. We're not told. But what we know, Zacchaeus, having been in the presence of Jesus, was positively impacted upon to the degree where his life was transformed, was changed, for it was never the same again. And so Zacchaeus says, when Jesus was in his house, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone, I give them four times over. Now, this is what repentance is about. Demonstration of remorse. He was making a promise, but Zacchaeus must have been transformed from a man whose priorities, his values, his goals were about extorting money from the vulnerable to fund an opulent life and to support the occupiers, to a man who's now embracing a life of integrity and grace. That's the true picture of repentance when we come in touch, when we come in contact with Jesus. So Zacchaeus was eager for the gospel. He was ready for new life. He was repentant, and he showed this by embracing a life of grace and integrity. So the story we have in Luke, the Gospel of Luke 19, we see a man who was portrayed as a sinful tax collector, a man who was despised by the crowd, a man who's portrayed that despite the limitations of his stature and the inability to see Jesus, he resorted to making himself looking undignified by climbing up a tree so he can see Jesus and experience the good news. A man for whom Jesus said, to whom Jesus said, I must come and stay with you today. So the story is about the gospel, good news, the story, this encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus, the tax collector. And it's important to note that Jesus, Zacchaeus represented an outcast, even though, like I said, he was rich, he was powerful, but he was an outcast in his own society. But this is the man in whose house Jesus chose to be a guest. You see, we need to understand that Jesus judges us differently. He judges fairly. Because if we come to that point where we accept and believe in him, no matter why, where we come from, what we've been, what we've done, what our past is, he will forgive our sins as long as we repent. I must stay with you today. That is what Jesus' words to Zacchaeus were. And I would only imagine that these are not the words that Zacchaeus was expecting from Jesus. Little did he imagine when he climbed up a sycamore tree, but a few moments later, Jesus would come to be a guest in his house. "I must stay with you today." These are the same words that Jesus is saying to each one of us here today. Jesus wants to be with us. He wants us to be with him so that he can live with us every day and we can live with him every day. So he reaches out to us and he calls us by name. And he calls us down from our individual metaphorical sycamore trees and says, "I must stay with you today." You know, when Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, his life was never the same. His life was transformed. And every time you and I welcome Jesus, our life changes. Because, as I said, he's reaching out to us. Each and every individual, he's calling us by name. And he's saying, "I must stay with you today." So then, in conclusion, Jesus is the guest who brings the love of God to our hearts and to our homes, and who changes our lives every time we let him in. "Come down quickly," he's saying to you. "Come down quickly," he's saying to me. He's saying to each one of us, "For I must stay with you today." And this is the summation of Jesus' ministry, that he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And the word of God summarizes this perfectly in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Amen.